USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
I don't think that you can rationally reach any conclusion other than it was political.
That's the lawyer for the FBI agent behind several anti-Trump texts who's now out of a job. FBI Deputy Director David Bowditch ordering the firing of Peter Strzok on Friday, the decision overruling an earlier FBI decision that Strzok should face demotion and a 60-day suspension. Peter Strzok's lawyer Eitan Goldman says
the demotion and the suspension was the right call and not dismissal, and then that was overturned by the Deputy Director.
Strzok had been involved in the Hillary Clinton server investigation when he exchanged those anti-Trump texts with his lover, another FBI worker. Primaries being held today in Minnesota, Wisconsin, Vermont, and Connecticut to help set the table for November's midterm elections. This is USA Radio News.
In need of comfort? Look to two American icons, the Company Store and the LaCrosse Comforter. Available in down and down-free options in four warmth levels and 14 colors. For over 100 years, no one gives you more choices and better quality than the Company Store. Go to thecompanystore.com and enter code RADIO15 to receive 15% off your entire order and free shipping. That's thecompanystore.com. The Company Store. Comfort that fits your style.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Poor Pack Special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
London's counterterrorism unit's now leading the investigation after a man drove his car into security barriers outside Parliament in London this morning, injuring several people. Police arrested the driver. Two people are being treated at hospitals. Several others were treated at the scene. The Palace of Westminster, where Parliament meets, has been one of the world's major targets for terrorists. Investigators adding another tool in their desperate search for a missing Iowa 20-year-old, as USA Radio's Rick Vincent reports.
It's been almost a month since University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts went missing in Brooklyn, Iowa. Providing an update on the investigation Monday, Mitch Morvet with the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation said members of the public can now go online to submit anonymous tips about the case.
The Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation has formed a task force with the Poweshiek County Sheriff's Office and the FBI to investigate the disappearance of Molly Tibbetts almost 4 weeks ago.
The site is at fundingmolly.iowa.gov.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A New Mexico judge setting bond for five adults accused of child abuse at a compound where police say they were training kids to carry out school shootings. The judge denied a motion to hold the five defendants. Instead, he set $20,000 bond for each of them, saying that would stand as long as they agree to be on house arrest and GPS monitoring. Prosecutors are charging a man at the center of the Clearwater, Florida Stand Your Ground case, even though the sheriff refused to do so. The Pinellas County State Attorney's Office filing manslaughter charges yesterday against Michael Drejka. He was booked into the Pinellas County jail, bail set at $100,000. Drejka shot and killed another man last month in a dispute over a handicapped parking space. The 47-year-old initially avoided arrest after the sheriff said he was protected by that controversial Stand Your Ground self-defense law in the state. And tributes to the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin, continue to pour in. That at news that Aretha Franklin is gravely ill and now is in hospice care at her home. Fans from around the world have been taking to social media and praying for Franklin and posting memories. Last night at Ford Field, Beyonce and Jay-Z dedicated their concert to Franklin. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.